Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning into this podcast. Just to introduce myself, so we're not strangers, my name is Sam. I am a radio personality and a social media manager for the Cosmic Platform. Today, I really wanted to discuss the topic of the Youth Center with you guys. The Youth Center is a project that a dear friend of mine, Miss Yvonne and Father Aponte, have been working very hard for the last 1.5 years to get started and build for children of all ages and of all backgrounds. The center is going to be dedicated for these kids to grow up and have this support where they cannot find it anywhere else. Because there's so many children in our environment, there's so many children in Houston right now who are handling so many toxic situations and are surrounded by toxic people, and they do not have the guidance and the support that they need and require for their lives. There's so many kids right now that lose their lives or take their lives themselves because they do not see that support that they need for their own lives. This project really needs to come to light and really needs to be seen by the Houston community that it's more than what it is right now. This is to help these children out. This is to really get these kids to have a future for themselves. And why is it that people are not getting more involved than they would for other cases? And the thing is, people think that they need to give so much for this project to work, and that's not the case. The smallest of givings, the smallest of donations for this project would make it go so far. Because if you think about it, if you just donate like $5 to $10 per se, just for you alone, and then if you share this with your friends, if you share this with your family, and they're able to spread the word out and the community is able to all help out little by little, this will be able to build up a lot faster. If you know people that can help out with building the youth center, if you know construction workers, if you know anyone that is able to really partake in this project of building this center, then that would be so much help for Father Aponte and Miss Yvonne. They are looking for people that are trying to give back to these kids. These kids are our future. These kids are what's going to help us and our community grow in the future. If we're not able to let them or help them grow right now, why is it that they should give back to us in the future? We all as people need to start seeing that we have a lot more power than we think we do. We think that if we don't do anything about a certain situation, it's not going to make much of a difference. And the thing is, when so many people have the same mindset as you, as if I don't do anything, it's not going to make much of a difference, it all adds up to one of the biggest impacts ever. The thing is, that's what happened with the voting system. There were so many people that did not vote for so many situations and so many occurrences, and it ended up not working in their favor. And they always come back and ask, and they're like, why did this situation happen? And it's because you didn't get involved. You did not decide to participate in this. It could have been for different reasons. Maybe it was because you were busy, or maybe it was because you didn't think it was important enough for you to vote. Maybe you did not prioritize the amount of power and impact that you have for your community alone. One of the biggest matters with this project is that Father Aponte and Miss Yvonne have to continuously still go to these funerals or hear about these kids that are suffering. And that's the biggest thing. There seems to be a very big time crunch with this project, and people need to see that there isn't much time for these children. Some of these children are dealing with these situations every single day, and they don't know that there is actually people in their community that are willing to help them out. As you all know, the most important part of your life is your childhood. Your childhood is the foundation of everything else that comes after it. You think the biggest part of your life is going to be your adult life or the progress of your business or your retirement plan. But honestly, it's the fact that you had this stable childhood background, or you had this very progressive childhood where you got to learn so much and teach yourself so much and have support, family support, financial support. What we're not realizing is that when we make the choice of not getting involved with these projects, of not helping out with these projects, is by us clearly stating that we're okay with what is happening to these people. We're okay with these children suffering. That we're okay with these children losing their lives over the fact that we decide not to do anything about it. And the thing is, this project is not asking you to give away so much. It's not asking you to take away your financial support from yourself. That is not what is happening. You even spreading the word to your community. You even telling people about this project or spreading the word to your friends and family or giving it to your coworkers. If you just spread the word out, you get to have people that can get involved. If you absolutely cannot even give a dime to this project, then at least spread the word so someone else can be able to give, that someone else can be able to donate for these children. These topics, these discussions, these projects are not brought to light much because they are dark, they are a bit upsetting. But the thing is, these people are going through these situations. It's more than upsetting for them to be going through these life situations on a daily basis. So the fact that we can just help out and give to them and get them to get out of these cases is a lot better than complaining that this topic is too dark to talk about. The thing is, we should not just turn our backs to these cases. Just because we're not aware of what is going on doesn't mean that these cases are not happening around us. Just because we're not aware of these children suffering and going through so much does not mean that these children stop suffering. So please, help this project out. If you are willing to help out, Father Aponte, Miss Yvonne, they need your help. They need your support to get this project off and running on its feet. This project has been going on for 1.5 years, and there's already been way too many kids suffering through this time. And this project really needs to hit it off fast for this situations, for these people to stop suffering so much. So if you're able to help out, please reach out to either me, Father Aponte, or Miss Yvonne. I will also include some information in the bio for you guys so you can reach out a lot easier. This fellow entrepreneur, Miss Laurel, she's also having a birthday party coming up this weekend, September 30th. And instead of asking people to bring birthday gifts for her, she's asking people to donate toys for this youth center. So if you are someone that wants to go ahead and help out with this as well, please reach out for the poster. I will also provide that information down below for you guys. I just want to say thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to listen to this podcast and tuning in. I want to say if you are able to get involved, thank you so much for your help for this project. If you're able to spread the word, thank you so much, because you know it is so important for our kids right now. It is so important for our community, because this is going to be a huge impact in the upcoming future. We may not see what's going on now, but it's going to make a huge difference for our future. So I want to thank you for getting involved and helping this project out. If you want to reach out in any way, I will provide all the links and all the information in the bio for you. If you have questions or concerns or need help with any other inquiries, please do not hesitate to contact me on my social media, and I will later on provide my email or phone number if you need that as well. Again, thank you so much and have a wonderful rest of the day. Bye.